Good morning. It's 8:26 a.m. on Wednesday the 16th, I think, of January. Yeah, 16th. I don't know if this is recording. I don't know what kind of quality the recording's going to have. If it's halfway decent, I'll put it up. It's got a... I've reconfigured the foam and rubber band and bulldog clip and the whole bit, so we'll see. It's not particularly secure, so it may be banging against something. As bad as the other files were, this one can't be any worse, and if it is, I just won't put it up. So, yeah. Another, what, couple of days without a walk, 3 days without a walk, a couple of days with a walk, where the files were bad. Very disconcerting, very distressing. Actually, the walk was the most important part. And I, at least a couple of those days, I got a little bit of exercise. I had to clear the walks because it snowed. Endomondo thinks I did 19 minutes on the first mile. It's possible, but Endomondo also lost satellite link, so I'm not sure. She knows. Anyway, I'm not walking very fast. I don't care. I'm walking. That's the important part. So if we came in under 38 minutes, we'll be doing okay. It's cold. It's not double, it's not single digits. It's actually mid-20s. Those were cold. Jeez, those are cold mornings. The minus double digits were the... It's like, you gotta be kidding me. Because I thought it was supposed to warm up. But, it kept getting colder. I got up to like 25 in the middle of the day yesterday. And I'm grateful that it stayed there for the most of the night. But not having a walk means I didn't get an opportunity to deal with stress as much as I would have liked. And between sick kids and sick spouse, I've had my share of stress that needs bleeding. Yes, I know, I need my own space, thank you. It's true. Problem is, I don't dare rent a space now. I paid my taxes. The tax bill was more than I made some years, and not very long ago. So while that was good, because it meant I made a very nice number. It was also, and I had the money in the bank. It was also bad because it took away a lot of my cushion. The cushion that I knew was going to have to go in taxes, but it was still quite a shock to write that amount in, submit. I hope I'm not going to get screwed over too badly because I've missed something or forgot something. I'm sure I don't have it all correct. But I made a good faith effort. We'll see how it works out. Anyway, so let's see. Stuff that caught my eye lately is I've been tagged about 12 times now on the same Facebook thing where I'm supposed to go to page 77 of my latest work in progress and take the 7 lines and post them on my Facebook page and then tag 7 more authors to do the same thing. And no, I'm not going to do that. PC Herring is the latest one to do it. He's far from the first. Ain't happening. Sorry, call me a stick in the mud, but no. I did finish up with John Ward last week on Google Plus. It was John Ward week, apparently, because I spent an awful lot of time working with John Ward and the people in his writing community talking about catching up with your audience, generally marketing in general. Maybe that was the week before. I've sort of lost track. It's kind of difficult when the days all bleed together like this. Yesterday, the thing that caught my eye was a cross-post on Facebook, and somebody had put in a link to some band that was bemoaning the fact that the songwriters had earned a whopping 33 cents apiece for a song that had been played on Pandora. Now, that was for the quarter. So, 11 cents a month for the plays on Pandora. And how it was becoming impossible for an independent band to make any money, make a living with their music. And that bothered me a lot, because I think it underscores a misconception that even authors have. Pandora is not a place to sell music. Pandora is not a place for musicians to make money. This seems patently obvious to me, and has from the beginning. It's one of the reasons I didn't pay too much attention to Pandora, and I still haven't subscribed to Spotify. I don't really care. And the reason is, it's radio. You don't really get to pick what you're going to listen to. Yes, I have some stations on Pandora that serve a particular purpose, like my walking station in the morning. And that's about it. I seldom listen to it at any other time of the day. I don't pay that much attention to what's on. The tunes that get my feet moving in the morning get my attention. The rest of the day it goes by. They keep pestering me to upgrade to their paid $4 a month. And no, I'm not going to do that either. It's not worth it for me, for the few minutes a day that I listen to it. This is probably clicking like a bastard. I can hear something. Resting on the wire here. Anyway. So no, I'm not going to do that either. It's not that I can't afford $4 a month. It's just not worth $4 a month. There's a lot of stuff that I could do that I just don't have any interest in, and that's one of them. The thing is, Pandora is not a place for musicians to make money. Pandora is a place for musicians to find an audience. They were talking about 5,400 downloads, 5,400 listens, because it's a streaming service. I guess that was in Spotify. And they'd done much better there. They'd made $1 a piece for the quarter. But they had the same problem. You know, $1 a quarter is not very much money. And no, it's not, but they're looking at the wrong number. The number they should be looking at is 5,400 listens. Because those are 5,400 times their song went into a listener's ear. Now, the question is whether or not it was a listener who was really interested, or just happened to show up on a rapid rotation to the same 14 people, in which case they're sick and tired of hearing it by now, and they're never going to even want to know about it anymore. I know I have a very narrow rotation on my walking station on Pandora. Mostly it's Lady Gaga, the Calabria 2007 Whoop Whoop song. And for some reason, a metric buttload of Katy Perry. which is okay because most of her stuff has a good walking rhythm to it. I can work with that. Occasionally I'll get hard rock thrown in that channel, and I don't exactly know why. If I'm able to, I usually down thumb those for that station. Because most of those are really hard to walk to. Monk pole. So I think one of the problems with this idea that Pandora pays so little, and they're still losing $20 million a year, or $20 million a quarter, I guess. And one of the problems with the perception is that this is a sales channel. It's not. It's a marketing channel. And it really underscores how very little artists in general, musicians in particular, and by extension, writers, understand the marketplace and the various components that go into successfully marketing a story, successfully making a living selling your writing. Boy, something I've got to do more of, or I'm not going to be as happy next year. Although, I can average my income taxes, that might not work out too badly. No, it'll be fine. I just have to get these books off my desk. I think one of the things that I said in one of the files that didn't get recorded was how much these backlist items are weighing me down. I don't feel like I can do anything because I have to get those out. So if I'm not in a mental place where I can work on those, I don't do anything. Sort of freeze up. And that's a really big problem. I did get Full Share opened up this morning. I did get a lot of the changes, the gross changes, the find and replace changes put in, taking out the colons for the times, capitalizing the names of the ship's divisions. I'm not quite sure exactly why Robin went through and took away all the capitalization for all the ship's division, because according to Chicago Manual, those are supposed to be capitalized the same way the marketing division in a company would be capitalized when you're talking about the division, marketing division. If you're going down to marketing, it should be a capital M because you're going down to the marketing department. If you're going down to engineering, you should be capitalized because you're going to the engineering department. If you're doing engineering, that's different. That's a different idea. That's, you know, the engineering crew is a different idea because it's not the name of division. It's just an adjective describing which members of the crew you're talking about. And that's not, you know, the engineering gang is just not capitalized. And that part is okay, but deck berthing, for example, is in fact the name of a division. It's not a simple adjective. It's a specific location and a specific division within the organization of the ship. And so deck, which is the name of the division, should be capitalized. Berthing, which is just the name of an area, is not. So it looks a little odd until you realize what it is that you're looking at and what the rules are. So I'll probably get dinged on editing. It's okay. My wife is reading the original Ravenwood, and she's having heartburn over run-on sentences and IT apostrophe S's. Yeah, they're there. I get better at it. So anyway, looking ahead, next week is Cosine. I was wondering, the hell is this? I'm supposed to go to a conference here pretty soon. Because it seemed to me that the reason that I wasn't going to New Media Expo, over and above the fact that I couldn't be a speaker because I wasn't about to sign their stupid agreement was that it was right on the heels of Cosine, and Cosine is much more important to me than going to New Media Expo and listening to people tell me about the importance of likes and how to get more followers. It's one of those aggravating kinds of activities. Now, not going to Balticon means I might be able to go to the one in New York, because there's no conflict in time there, next spring. Go to Book Expo America. But if they haven't cleaned up their act in terms of their speaker agreement, then I won't be able to go there either. It's just so asinine. Because apparently they did change it ex post facto. They changed it after the deadline had gone by. And after it was too late to get anything new on the program, they changed it. It's like, get your act together. Okay. We made the eastern reach. Heading north, heading back toward the house. I got peanut butter in my mustache. It needs to be trimmed, my mustache. I can tell because I get peanut butter in it. I also have peanut butter in my teeth. It's kind of aggravating. I finished my toast this morning before I got on the road, which is one of the reasons that I'm a little bit later than I expected. I was trying to get underway just after 7, but didn't make it. It's all right. I made it. I'm walking. Not this silly file. We'll just record. I'll be back in business. So I need to go back and get a fresh cup of coffee and settle into full share edits. I got one kid home today sick. I got a spouse home today sick, so I'll wind up taking care of both of them. Focus will be a difficult issue to maintain today. We'll do the best we can. Geese. 'Tis the season to be geese. Kind of nice this morning. It's warmed up a bit. I think it may be up to 30 by now. Of course, the sun's up higher, and my blue jacket is picking up the heat on my back, so that's helping to keep me warm as well. My fingers aren't even cold. Oh. Take my gloves off, so they will be. Now, take my gloves off because I've got to stop the recorder and pick up the milk from the cooler, because it was milk day, milk delivery day today. Not that I have to worry about it going bad outside. It's colder outside than it is in my fridge. But here I am, at the figurative back gate, wherein I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.